This is HNN.
Good evening. This is HNN. The Hollow Tables News Network is you're not even remotely close to around the clock. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes news, reactions, reviews, theory crafting, and more source. I'm Sir Georges, your host, along with Celiac Sarah.
Hi, again.
As always, we start the show with our HNN headline news. And the biggest news in a long time is that we have a new game mode, Galactic Challenges. Mm-hmm. And we've got to experience the first one with the second one coming out today.
Yes.
So our headlines are that Galactic Challenges have arrived, and Capital Gains has already given feedback on what they have noticed, what they have noticed that we have noticed, what they plan to do in response to our notice.
All of the noticing has happened.
So, the title update from 8/12/2020.
Mm-hmm. Like a week ago?
Yes. So the first one, I don't remember what planet it was, but we had to use Sith to play it. Or to get rewards, pretty much.
I don't remember what planet it was either. It's very enticing content if we can't remember what planet we were on.
It's got to be Geonosis or something.
Was it? We were battling Separatists.
Right, we were battling Separatists. I don't know.
But, I don't know.
We'll get into plenty of Galactic Challenges discussion. The update brought Galactic Challenges,
yes,
as well as TIE Bomber has become farmable, Dark Side 5A, 3PO and Chewie are now in shipments and chromium packs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fixed some bugs.
Yeah.
A large list of bugs.
They fixed the most notable one for me was that fives does not need to be in the fifth slot anymore.
Yes.
That was a big one.
Now nobody has to worry.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed that they fixed that because I loved seeing when people set their clones on defense and mm-hmm. didn't put fives in the last slot. It just made me evilly happy. So I'm sad that they fixed it.
I did play somebody who I guess didn't set it right. So their fives died from an AOE.
Yeah. And then he doesn't.
Yes. And yeah. It was great.
It's awesome. And then they fixed it.
Yes.
So.
Now I wonder how they fixed it. Because, you know, people were theorizing that because of their explanation of the slot order.
Yeah.
You know, in that case, the Geonosians should be placed in a specific slot order.
So I wonder if that nullifies.
Right.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Above my pay grade.
Yeah. Another one that I noticed in this bug fix, they called it flashing white boxes.
Yeah, I don't, what is that?
So whenever they did the update that didn't do anything that we could see, but they said it was them switching to the new Unity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After that one, when I was going to characters, mm-hmm. before everything would seem to load up, the abilities would flash white, like before they were loading up the actual image that's supposed to go there. So on the show, I mentioned how it didn't seem better just based on that.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay, so I don't think I saw that.
Yeah. It happens most notably whenever you look at one character and then use the arrows to switch to the next right or left in your list.
Hmm. No, I didn't. I also very bad at paying attention to these things. I just really quickly click and then go in and
I'm glad they fixed that because it doesn't look as junky anymore. And then the other one that you may not have noticed, but mm-hmm. I did a lot, mm-hmm. was with Rey.
Right.
An issue with her heir to the Jedi animation and stance could become disconnected. This happened all the time in Arena with me fighting her.
As so in what, like it would like lag or something or?
Not just lag. The ability would half of it lag or something. Mm-hmm. So when she's doing her ultimate, and I hope this is what it's talking about. I don't remember if her ultimate's called Heir to the Jedi or not.
I'll double check.
What I notice happening to me is enemy Rey will get into her ultimate stance. And then when she's supposed to go off and do a big hit and kill somebody mm-hmm. on me.
It is her ultimate.
She freezes. She stays inside with her lightsabers crossed. Mm-hmm. She kind of slides forward a bit to my characters.
Okay.
And then goes back.
Right.
No damage is done. No attack has happened. She's now supposed to be out of the state.
Right. But she's not.
She still looks like she is.
Oh.
Now for multiple turns, the enemy team, I still am only doing one damage to each of them because she's stuck in this ability. It didn't go off right or something.
Mm. And a few people in chat are saying it's still not fixed. Even though they said that it's fixed. So I feel like I have not seen this. Although maybe I have, and I just didn't realize what I was seeing.
Yeah. I'm glad that they have seen it too.
Because there have been so annoying. There have been a few times where I'm like, okay, I should be doing damage and I'm not doing damage. But then I just assume that something's happening that I have not realized. And maybe that's what it is.
It totally wrecks the flow of the match though. Because you're waiting for her to use her ultimate or something.
Right.
She uses half of it or something like that.
But then so she stays. She stays in that formation though, like that. Yes. Like
until okay, her so next move or something.
Then I definitely haven't seen it. I'm curious if my Rey does it on defense.
I'm sure it does.
I hope so. I don't think I've seen. Why I've never seen this.
It might be something with the interactions between my Kylo Ren Sith team and Rey, whereas Rey versus Rey maybe doesn't have it. I don't know. But they say they fixed it, but our viewers have still experienced the bug, so they need to do some more work on it.
It's half fixed.
I wonder what it, because she would do half the move or something like that before. So I wonder what half fixed turns up looking like.
Yeah. Darman sees it in mirror matches. So, okay. I'm going to do some more mirror matches then because I'm super curious now.
Yes, it's weird. It is very weird. Hmm. Now, Galactic Challenges has come.
Yes.
The developers have already responded mm-hmm. because let's go ahead. We'll get back to the feedback from CG.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let's move on to That's No Moon mm-hmm. and talk about Galactic Challenges. Mm-hmm. What are three things that we liked about Galactic Challenges?
Three?
Yes, we might have to scrape the barrel. But let's.
I was going
to
say that seems high. Three is a lot.
Well, I had three things bad about it, so I wanted to come up with. Three.
Okay, you wanted to keep it even keeled. Okay, yeah,
some symmetry.
Okay, yes. So, I see that you wrote down that the three modifiers. I wrote down a few. The three modifiers are fun and make you think.
Yes.
I.
Do you concur? Doctor?
Disagree. I'm going to disagree.
Why?
Only because I found for me personally, when I hit that tier where I couldn't do it with my Sith anymore, I was like, okay, I'm not strong enough. It's not gonna happen. I just put in my Rey team and I hit auto and I'm like, cool, next tier. And I just did not care about the feats.
What?
I was like, okay.
You didn't play with your Sith at all?
I did play with my Sith, but then when maybe tier 4 or 5. And then I had to start subbing in just so that I could beat it with not a full. It got to the point where I was like, I can't do these feats anymore because my Sith are not strong enough to do the ones where it's like beat it with Sith at this level and whatever.
Right.
So
I'm surprised that you worked your way up to level 5 before switching over.
I got to the point where I was switching over beforehand just to get all of the feats done. And then I think it was tier 5 where I was like, I can't do the feats anymore. So we're just going to, and then I didn't even make it to the last tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it was tier 6 that I was like, no, or 5.
I worked my way from 7 back. So I did 7.
I started at the front.
I think I looked at the front and saw how it was not worth my time even to play them because of the rewards.
Right.
So skip them all.
Right.
Okay. So the modifiers.
Yes, the modifiers. We can go over the modifiers.
Yeah. You didn't like because you did not.
I also
mess with the Sith very much.
I also don't have, I don't have the same brain as you. I just go, I don't know what to do here. I'm going to put in my strongest team and beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I see if the feat is beat it with Sith squad at gear 10, I go, okay, cool. I've put my Sith in. And I would change up the leader. So sometimes I did Treya, sometimes I did Palpatine, sometimes when I started running into problems. And then I was like, okay, none of what I am doing is working because my Sith are not that good.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if my Sith aren't that good, then my bounty hunters are trash. But that is another.
Yeah, I think this new one is going to be a sore spot for many people.
So, yeah, for me at least, is I don't have the brain where I can see what the modifiers are and be like, oh, that's kind of cool. That would work really well with this faction. I don't have that in me.
Gotcha.
That. Which is why I'm kind of like, it's cool that they change it up, but it doesn't work with my brain.
I thought it was fun because the dots were far more affecting than I thought they would be, because it's every other. Yes.
See,
yes. They probably didn't bother your Galactic Legend Rey.
No, I was like, whirling.
So the global modifier was that every other turn, all units would get a damage over time, and so. Using just as the battle went on, every two turns, everybody got a new dot. So your slow character.
That's annoying.
When all the enemies are fast and they might go first, your slowest character, after 4 of your other people have gone, he might already have 8 to 10 dots on him by the time he takes his first turn.
Oh, no. Oh, and that's bad for me because my characters are slow. This is actually probably why my Sith did as bad as they did, was because of these dots.
I'm sure.
Because they're bad.
I was looking forward to using Vader, because you think Vader dots.
Yeah.
They go together. But my Vader, even with the Zeta that lets him heal from dots expiring and whatnot, when he does Merciless and takes all these turns, every two turns, everybody gets a dot. mm-hmm. including himself. Yeah. So I was dying halfway during my merciless stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, okay. And my Vader is one of my stronger ones, actually. I have him at R6.
Nice.
And thank you. And it was not, I was like, this, why? Okay. I'm like, if I can't do it with Vader at R6, there's no hope for me. Like,
yeah.
And that would explain it.
It definitely took some more strategy and trying to figure out how to keep your people alive. Not nice. Because the enemies were killing them so much.
But the dots were.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked that. I liked that.
Okay. I can get behind that. I'm going to pay attention to this next one.
Yeah, you should. Although,
it is. So, for me as well, like just looking at the interface, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like, there are 4 screens per tier.
I can't.
I have no other words other than I can't. Like, that's just too much. So you have your overview, you have your modifiers.
The event and, or the unit details? I think that's unnecessary.
That's unnecessary. The modifiers, you have to click on the modifier to actually read what it does.
Yeah, I was fine with that. I like that. Too much text.
It's so much text. If there is anything I hate, it is a wall of text. And I feel like this is just a wall of text. And I will not read full. I will but not read a wall cooler. Of text. It does look cool. I will give them
points. It looks cooler inside that little green bubble. And it looks cool.
It does. But I will not. As we know, I will not look at it. The unit info tab is completely pointless.
Yes.
You can see that when you're putting your squad together. Like, that doesn't need to be there. Sorry.
It's okay. Then another good thing about the mode mm-hmm. is that it truly is different, I'd say, than any other game mode that we have. Because you've got a specific battle, 5v5,
mm-hmm.
with specific ways you need to play to beat it.
And there's no waves.
Right, no waves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, beat it with specific characters, beat it with undermanned.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I thought it was interesting that they kept the 15-minute timer.
Yes. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I thought that was an interesting choice that they made.
I'm not upset with it.
No. I would be upset if it was a 5-minute timer.
Yes, yes. I like having the time to think.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's not just an arena battle that you've been doing the same versus the same team for months.
Yeah. That's true.
But yes, I think they did follow through with producing a new game mode
mm-hmm.
and not just a reskin or a glorified Galactic War.
Yeah.
And then a third good thing that I noticed, especially with the current one for Bounty Hunters that just went live.
Mm-hmm.
Having shards as a reward is nice.
Yeah.
Because, like, the current one gives you grief karga shards, which most people mm-hmm. are still working on building him up.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. I think you get something like 15 total if you do all the feats and all the different levels. Which is pretty decent.
That's not bad. Oh. His rewards are the next one for me. Tier 4. Oh, and I won't get it. I don't have Bounty Hunters at gear 11. Come on.
Yeah. Wait, you don't have my gear 11?
No.
What?
My Dengar is still gear 9.
What?
Literally, like, the bare minimum that I needed to get Chewie unlocked, I was like, I'm skating by, and I'm going to get Chewie, and I'm never going to look at these guys again. Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah.
They're so much fun.
Yeah. And I just put them on defense, my gear 9 Bounty Hunters. and I don't play with them.
Well, I won't be able to get that far either because of the relic stuff requirements.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of annoying.
Yes, that's definitely one of my main gripes. But at tier 4, you get 4 grief karga.
Mm-hmm.
6, you get 3. And 7, you get 5. So 12. 12 all together, it looks
12
like.
12 together. Yeah,
but still,
I'm not getting any.
And if they bring this back once a month or something, this mm-hmm. specific one, 12 bonus grief karga each month, I like it.
I'm curious if they will change the shard that is in there, the character shard.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Just a thought, just a suggestion.
Because it sounds like they do plan on updating these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sure with their wording and release and stuff, but the way I understood it, next time, let's say this Empire or Death Star Galactic Challenge comes back, the modifiers could be different.
Right.
That way it's not the same every time. That's how I interpreted it.
So maybe the rewards are tied to the modifier, and if they change the modifier... they change the rewards. I don't know. It's still too early.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it ends up. The final form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were the things I liked. And I also liked the... I like the... the look of the... I don't know. I like the overview. I didn't have to... like having to switch between the 4 tabs, like you said.
Yeah, it's just a little.
But I did like having the rewards at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
seeing which feat has what rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So the stuff they took from Grand Arena with the feat system and everything.
Yeah.
I think all that works.
All yeah. That's good. I think that works too.
And now let's move to the Bantha in the room and talk about some of the bad things, the mm-hmm. negatives we noticed with Galactic Challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So the, well, okay, what's the worst thing that you noticed, Sarah?
I mean, the rewards are pretty bad.
Yes, that's top of my list.
That is definitely up there. It is for me. So for me, when it went live, I was like, oh yeah, cool, it's live. And I was busy, so I couldn't get in right away. So I waited a couple of hours and I got in and I did the first tier, which was insanely easy. And I did the feats. And for me, it was kind of like, okay, I put my Sith in, I put it on auto, I beat it, no one died. So I got 2 feats done, went back, literally took out my 5th character slot, went back in, put it on auto, beat it, got the last feat, moved to tier 2, took out the 5th slot because it automatically put Rey in there to fill it up.
Right, right.
Hit auto, beat it, got the 2 feats done, put a 5th character back in, beat it, and rinse and repeat.
Rinse
right?
And repeat,
so
yeah.
It felt very like, that part of it felt like kind of like assault battle-y to me that I was just like, all right, here we go.
Yes.
And yeah. then once I got to tier 4 and 5, that was when I really started to struggle. So I think that initial lead up was kind mm-hmm. of pretty blah for me.
Yeah. If you played through all those levels, I would definitely have been bored.
Yeah. Did you just skip those entirely?
I totally skipped them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't even attempt 4 and below.
Oh. I don't know. I have to do things in order.
I understand.
I can't not do it in order. So I just started at 1 and I was like, this is very repetitive. And then all of a sudden I hit a wall. I was like, oh, okay, here it is. Like,
yeah,
there was no, it didn't feel like there was an incline. It felt like it was like totally stagnant and then wall. And I was like, okay, this is where the trouble starts.
Yeah. It might've happened when you had to switch away from Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I tried to use other teams besides Sith, like mm-hmm. especially for the undermanned and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would get destroyed. Like, it seemed like the enemies hit harder
yeah.
if you weren't using Sith.
And I had to not auto it. I had to actually like play mm-hmm. through it manually. So I don't know what the deal is, but it felt kind of annoying. It wasn't enticing for me. That was my issue. I realized what it was, I was like, this is not enticing. And I think part of that is tied to the fact that it was 7 days long.
That's true too.
Seven yes. days was very long for it.
When they announced it, I thought 7 days of each day attempting it and getting some kind of rewards.
Right.
Not, it's literally a single level, a yes. single battle that you can do multiple times for different feats, but it's still just a single battle.
Right.
And once you've beaten that battle, you're done for the whole week.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So I did the Sith one. I think I did a bit of it the first day, and then I went as far as I could on the second day, and then for 5 days it just sat there.
Yeah.
I didn't even try. I was like, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't even like move mods to try it. I was like, no.
I didn't either, but I don't move mods.
I don't move mods. I'm like, no, thank you.
But yeah, like you mentioned, rewards were awful.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the number one biggest thing messing up the whole experience. And not just that the rewards aren't good, because you could argue they have some good stuff dropping, because, you know, there are gear 12 finisher pieces, Kyrotech.
Yeah.
Small quantities.
And like, I saw that, and that for me was where I was like, okay, I want those. That's what I right. need.
Right.
Especially like right now, I'm like, I have 4 characters at gear 12 that I'm trying to get to 13. And
right.
I need all of that. So.
But altogether, the rewards weren't good. And especially just for beating it, the rewards mm-hmm. were crap. Everything that was good was locked behind a feat
mm-hmm.
that required you to have high relic characters of a specific faction. So like, looking at the current one up right now, the tier 1,
yep.
it's literally gray Mark 1 gear with 1 Boba Shard.
Yeah.
A crappy mod. Why would I even waste my time? I have a...
And 10,000 credits.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Like...
I have a hard time even thinking level 60 players are going to care about completing that.
No. Especially when you, like, the first feat for that is that your bounty hunter characters are gear 7.
Yep.
If you have bounty hunter characters at gear 7, why are you going to care about Mark 1 gear?
Yeah.
Like, just that logical connection. Like, I don't understand where they drew the connection to that.
Yeah. Same thing with level 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, use 5 bounty hunters at gear 9, and we're going to reward through these feats, tough things to accomplish. We're going to reward you with gear level 2 and 3 pieces.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
The gear doesn't, let me just look at this one. Okay, so on tier 5, you get a whopping 3 Mark 3 carbs.
Yeah.
And you need gear 12 bounty hunters for it.
5 of them, yeah.
5 so, gear 12, but we'll give you 3 carbs.
Right.
And I don't even, like, that's not a full carb. That's, yeah, it's salvage. We'll give you 3 salvage. So you're going to need to go and get 47 other pieces.
Yes. And take your Dengar, who's gear 9, because he needs 200 carbs or something just to get to gear 10.
Yeah.
This is worth that investment so you can get 3 carb salvage this time.
Yeah. And then gear. And this is the other thing. So they said that they were going to recommend a tier for you based off of your roster and player level and whatnot. Mm-hmm. My recommendation right now for the bounty hunters is tier 7, that I need a full squad at relic 5. I do not have a single relict bounty hunter. So why are you recommending that I do a tier that requires relic 5 bounty hunters?
Because you have relic 7 Galactic Legend Rey.
But
just your entire roster qualifies you. They probably don't specifically say bounty hunters.
Like, if I'm just looking at my bounty hunters, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bossk is gear 12. And then everyone else is gear 11, 10, or 9 and below.
Yeah.
So, like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. True.
And even then, like, so tier 7, you are going to get 5 Chirotech. Oh, sorry. 5 of each. And some gear 12. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's just got, I don't know.
And in order to participate for that one, to get any of those good rewards, the Chirotech and the finisher, you have to have 5 Relic 5 bounty hunters. That is my second main gripe. Not just that the rewards are crappy, but that the only worthwhile rewards are in the feats.
Yes.
That require you to have insanely strong characters. So looking at tier 7. Let's say I'm just going to beat the event at all. I already beat it, so it doesn't show the rewards anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tier 6. For beating it, I'm going to get a purple mod and very small quantities of mod upgrade, whatever those are called.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Materials.
Things. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to play for. Like, I don't have bounty hunters at Relic 3, but I'm going to go into this new game mode excited to get a purple mod and less than a single mod refresh, energy refresh of upgrade salvage.
I mean, it's a crit chance mod.
Now, this was the perfect opportunity for them to give us some specific mods. Like, if you beat this, you can get a crit chance with a crit damage primary. Like, guaranteed.
Right. That's a good idea, actually.
Yes. Right. Take out some of the randomness so that people want to participate knowing they can just get a specific good mod.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It's just a random mod. Like, this is not even a single energy refresh worth of rewards. And you have to have 5, and it's so stupid. It's so stupid. And even at tier 7,
mm-hmm.
the the feats besides the first one where you need Relic 5 bounty hunters. Mm-hmm. They complete with an under-sized squad.
Yeah.
You get Mark 4 blue gear and 15,000 ship credits.
Yep.
What? Yep. Why would I even care?
Yeah. It's like that.
That's insulting.
That gear needs to move with the tier. Like, it needs to increase as you're going up with the tier. Yeah. It makes no sense to be completing tier 7 and I can complete the battle without losing a unit and they will give me a Mark 1 prototype and a Mark 1 stun gun. So, like, why?
Why? It doesn't even need to be there. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Darwin's having a good... And let me just point out, Darwin, I know it's recommending based off my roster, not the feat. I'm just being salty because I want to be salty. He's saying they should give out at the higher tier 6-dot mods.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That is so enticing because slicing to a 6-dot mod sucks.
It does.
Like, it takes all of that, whatever you call it, mod slice salvage material thing.
Yeah, they need to amp these rewards up significantly mm-hmm. so that we even care about them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a new raid, which they said they're not going to do, a new raid always comes with great rewards. Mm-hmm. Super great for the top 10, but even still, what it's a new step, a new worthwhile for players to participate and for the whole guild to come together.
Yeah, totally.
This new game mode has nothing worthwhile for me to get my bounty hunters to Relic 5.
I think that was probably the most disappointing part of this for me was that I played it, I tried it, I realized what it was, and then I was like, I am no longer enticed by it, which kind of sucks. Because it's brand new.
I know. It does suck. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it just for the challenge, but quickly fades when mm-hmm. it's purely for your own see if I can beat it and not mm-hmm. advancing your collection.
And I think it's worthwhile to note, too, because they have and like you can play this infinitely, right? Like, even after you beat it, you can go back and do it again. There really isn't an incentive to do that because they have modifiers. You can't even treat it as like a quote-unquote sandbox type mode mm-hmm. because the modifiers that are in it are not going to be in your other modes in the game elsewhere, right? So you can't even go in after the fact and be like, you know what? I suck against separatist squads. I always lose against them. I'm going to try these different teams out and see what works best because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then my third negative, kind of mentioned it already, was how it's just a single battle that you play. Mm-hmm. And kind of like people have mentioned in the comments, it's the same battle at all tiers, just different strengths of the enemies.
Yeah.
It's the same enemies. Same battle, same modifiers for all tiers. So it's all the same, just 7 times to do it and multiple right. times to try and get the feats.
Yeah, just their health bar gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
As you're doing it.
Right.
So.
Now, CG. Mm-hmm. has responded to players' feedback mm-hmm. and given some feedback of their own. And the reward or the comments are pretty good that we're seeing in the YouTube stream. So I like mm-hmm. how Galaxy of Beeros said, crap rewards? Where else are you supposed to get Zam shards? Because two Zam whistles in mm-hmm. tier 2. And then they talked about how it should be something to do daily.
Yeah. yeah. and get rewards daily.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of ways they could have done it to make it better.
I think if you're not going to increase the quantity of rewards, then you should give it to me daily. Yeah. I should get 3 carbs daily.
Yeah.
You know? Because like, what am I going to do with 3 carbs? Nothing. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to sit and complain that I need 500 more. Like,
or whatever pre-programmed list of modifiers they have,
mm-hmm.
where it's going to randomly, or I guess not randomly, but a different global, a different player, a different enemy, have each day change those modifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So it can still be all separatist enemies and you can still need your Sith, but the modifiers change. So then it's each day, it's a new
modifier.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
A new challenge.
That would involve a lot of creativity though.
Not too much. Because all they got to do is come up with, or whatever modifiers they've already come up with, just have it randomly select them.
Right. So then you're only getting, like, this day it'll be this one and whatever. Right. Yeah. It can be RNG based for your modifiers.
Right.
Or you could, I mean, this would be probably too much coding. I don't know. You could make it RNG based every time you go into the event. Like, this is what you're getting right now.
Yeah.
That might be too much.
Might be. I would hesitate with that because I like that we all had the same event.
Right. Right.
I did like that. So SB Crum on the forums posted that thank you all for the feedback on Galactic Challenges. We're reviewing the data. And yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Gave some spiel as to why rewards were crappy.
I know. He also said, like, I'm just going to point this out real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he said some rewards that just don't feel valuable. And then in brackets, looking at you, sim tickets. I understand where he was going with it. But we didn't even get sim tickets. So it's like for, you're comparing apples and oranges here. Like,
yeah, I had to reread that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, sim tickets are one thing. Mark 1 stun guns are another.
Like, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, no. Just no.
Yeah. Still giving out Mark 1 or blue gear and stuff for tier 7 of the event.
Yeah,
so stupid.
That's and like, I'm sorry, but we all know that they play the game. Like, they do. They all have their own personal account or whatever, and they play it.
The developers should know the game better than we do.
How are you justifying as a developer that on the hardest tier you're going to give out? Like, even as your own, I'm trying to like figure out how I can relate this to like not a video game, and I can't, because I cannot think of something that is that so far-fetched.
I know. Like, I hate having to think of the dumb scenarios that go on at the dev studio. Because, like, for it to happen the way it did, it was some boss says, hey, we got to have rewards for feats and stuff in this new mode. But you can't upset the balance of stuff we're giving them. I'm like, okay, we'll throw something in there so it'll look like you're getting stuff. But if we can't actually give them anything, it's just going to be little gray gear and blue gear. Mark 5... laptops that they've been farming for years from the daily challenge.
I'm still trying to figure out what I can equate this to. And I, like, literally the only thing I could think of off the top of my head, and it doesn't even make sense. This would never happen in the real world. It would be like if you went shoe shopping and every time you bought a pair of shoes, you had to prove that you knew how to tie your own shoes. Like, it just doesn't make sense. You're like, I already know how to do this. I already have all this. I have all of these shoes. And
yeah,
I don't get it.
And while I was happy to get feedback I half of it seemed like they were just making up crap excuses. Like the rewards, they said, we plan to evolve the rewards over time.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. You don't start with this. Yeah. No. What do you mean? You don't evolve rewards with any of your game modes.
No,
only when there's a huge strike and people get upset. Do you ever change anything?
We tune the rewards conservatively for the exhibition.
Liars!
That doesn't make any sense.
You were not planning, okay, you never said, this is a test run, okay? Don't expect much.
Yeah, no.
But then we'll do real rewards.
But then they say the real thing starts. That the rewards, particularly at the low tiers, are what they are reviewing. But like even at the high tiers, there's no incentive.
Yeah.
I can go and I can go and beat my head against the wall and try and get to tier 7. I will never get to tier 7 so that I can get, you know, 5 of those whatever laptop Kairos and 5 of the shock Kairos. Or I could just say screw it and go buy 50 of them in the shop.
Yes.
There's just no incentive for me to actually or wait for 5 of them to show up in the Grand Arena store. Like, there's no incentive there.
Right. And particularly at the lower tiers, tier 7 is giving out gray, green, and blue gear. Get out of here with that trash talk.
Yeah. It doesn't, that's why it just doesn't make any sense to me, because you're giving out bad gear across the board, bad rewards across the board, never mind the low tiers alone. The low tiers alone are just all bad gear.
Right.
It's just all bad, whereas when you get to tier 7, it's 75% bad.
Yeah. Like me, first time playing a new game mode that I was excited for.
You were so excited, and I actually do feel bad that I am not, crapping all over it.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I didn't even feel a need to attempt. Not even attempt.
Yeah.
Tiers 1 through 5. I knew it was just going to be a 5-second throw your people in, and they'll dominate these gear 8, gear 9 bad guys.
And, the sad thing is, too, with that, if you want to be a completionist and beat all the feats for those tiers,
yeah,
you're doing it at least twice.
Yeah.
So I've got to go in and annihilate this in 10 seconds.
Right.
And then I'm going to
take
go
one
in
out.
And do the same thing.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they did address that the proportion of rewards for completing a tier versus feats will be re-examined. And then some more lame excuses. So we've already talked about it, but what they have as the first feat reward should be the completion reward.
Yes, totally.
When they added the new assault battle tiers, those were good rewards. Mm-hmm. You got Finisher and Kyrotech. Mm-hmm. You got relic materials and stuff. Those were good. That's what this needs to be. And then feats on top of that.
I feel like this just sums it up for me. I hate assault battles. I hate them.
Yeah.
I would rather play assault battles.
Oh, no. They really failed then.
Just only solely for the gear alone, solely for the rewards alone is why I would rather do that. I find this, yes, to be better in terms of, you know, I don't know, visualization, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just making something up. But overall, for realistically, let's be honest, we play a game mode and we play an event because we want the rewards.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's what we want. So. Yes. I would rather have the rewards from assault battles. And if that means I need to sit there and play for 20 minutes to get through 8 waves, then I will.
Yes. Then the last part that they mentioned with their feedback is agreeing that 7 days is too long. Mm-hmm. Which, again, how does that get past the beta stage of development where... Yeah.
I think this highlights as well that they should not have gotten rid of the Game Changer program.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that would have been completely caught out of the gate. And it would have been changed, theoretically, before it was launched to everybody.
For sure. Or just poll 10 people. Say, hey, guys, is this dumb or not? Yeah. And, like, as they said, we can all agree that 7 days for a single battle with only two tiers that have rewards that matter.
And the rewards are only earnable once.
Yes. Like, yes.
And you would not have needed to say, like, what it was going to be for. You literally could just been like, hey, you're a level 85 endgame player. If I released a mode and this was the reward for finishing it, what would you think? And I'd be like, only 3 cards? Are there even any stun guns in the rewards? I didn't see it. Nope. Other than, there's no MK.
Nope. So I am trying to get my bounty hunters relic'd up just as a completionist, and because, you know, I want to be ready, because who knows how often they are going to do these, so I don't want to miss out on gear,
right?
But it's going to take forever for it to make its money back
from
the gear economy.
And I worry that if I do that, that it's just like a squirrel for me, and I will get sidetracked from what my goal is. So it's like, do I do that and get sidetracked a little bit in order for it to pay off? But good then point. I would put in jeopardy other, like, I'm still gearing. I have 4 characters to go for Jedi Knight Luke to be done.
Yeah.
And I can't sidetrack that because...
Right, you should not.
You know, like, I can't stop that so that my Dengar is now gear 10. Like...
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Not to mention, they've got 6 of these.
Yeah.
Within the next month. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was like 3-week span or something. But 6 of these that are each gonna need, now that we know what the feats are, each is going to need relic. 5 characters of a faction at Relic 5.
And
so these are asking for Galactic Legend, Jedi Luke requirements in characters for these crap rewards.
I remember. I just want to pull it up because they had said what factions they were.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just going to pull up the announcement so that I can see where my failure is going to come from. It was in the State of the Galaxy, I want to say.
That sounds right, yeah.
I was not prepared. Okay, yeah. So we're on the Death Star right now using our bounty hunters. So the next one, we will be using Rebels. And then we use Empire, Old Republic, and Separatists. So let's look at my... I don't even know what I have in my Rebels that are relic'd other than CLS. Other than whoever I need for Jedi Knight Luke.
Right. So the Rebels...
I have 4 characters that are Rebels.
Well, don't you have the droids for your Rey?
Yeah, I have C-3PO. I have C-3PO and R2-D2, CLS, and Chewie relic'd right now. So theoretically, by next week, I should have another relic because one of the Jedi Knight Luke requirements will be relic'd. But I highly doubt that Fuzzy Han is going to pull out the win for me in this.
So that's the Rebel one.
And then Empire. will be after that. And Empire, you're going against First Order. I'm curious if the enemies for First Order and Resistance will include the Galactic Legends or not.
I don't think so.
I would assume that they wouldn't, but I also would not be shocked.
Right. Like, so for the Empire one,
I'm screwed.
Yeah, that one's going to be brutal.
My only relic character is Vader.
Right. And even with the double dipping of Palpatine and Vader.
Yeah.
Because they're Sith and Empire. And even if, for me, my Thrawn is pretty good. Just because I don't remember why I got him up.
I mean, but, it's Thrawn. He's plug and play. That's allowed.
Yeah. But now I've got to either pick out a couple random Empire, like Tarkin or Krennic, or pick out two Imp Troopers.
Yeah.
To Relic 5.
Yeah. That's so random.
This is going to be painful.
Yeah. Honestly, I would pick like pilot people just to double dip there.
That's a good point.
And then Old Republic is going to suck.
Oh my gosh. So Old Republic.
Old Republic.
Even if you got your three Jedi built up.
Yeah.
You've got a mishmash. Just like you did for the Revan event or something.
Yep. You totally have to.
The crappy scoundrel Old Republic with your Jedi so that there's no synergy working really well.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. And then Separatist actually shouldn't be too awful.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of relic Separatists, too.
How do I have this? I have five that are relic, but I mean, there's going to be no synergy because Asajj is one of them.
Yeah.
But interesting. It's, I don't know. I feel like now I'm just being salty to be salty.
Which is justified.
It's just. I'm sad that this was the new content we were given.
Yeah.
It feels very, and I'm going to say this knowing like they were like, well, we're working on content. We're working on this. It's going to be so great. But we have to do the update to Unity so we can bring you more content. And more, like, I feel like they really hyped up that they were going to bring us content and that then they gave us this.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Well, perfect segue into our I love you, I know
segment. I love you, I know.
We know that it's easy to get jaded by this game, but there has to be a reason why we're all still playing it and still so invested in new game modes like Galactic Challenges. So, let's talk about what we have enjoyed over the past week or two of Galaxy of Heroes. I can go first.
You can go first.
So I enjoyed Galactic Challenges because I did have the Sith needed to where I could try and do some theory crafting, mixing and matching of Sith characters. And I spent probably an hour, maybe an hour and a half of the week on Galactic Challenges. Doing the whole thing. So it wasn't a week worth, but I enjoyed it for the hour and a half I was playing. I did have to really struggle to get all the feats done at tier 6 and 7.
Yeah. You got all of them done?
I did.
All like the top, all of them.
Yeah. It was really fun whenever I came up with, realized, strategized, or whatever, that I shouldn't try and defeat the enemies. I should try and survive longer than the enemies with the dots. Because Grievous was ridiculous. I think I did beat the 5 Sith thing with my Vader dead, like with a Palpatine lead or something. but just barely, because Malik was left standing and able to do the 100% health of Grievous.
Right.
Grievous had 400,000 health when Malik did it to kill him.
That's insane.
But now when I really had fun, even when Vader was dying from the dots, just because he was taking so many turns and kept getting hit by the dots. That was really funny to watch. But the most fun was using Vader lead, just surviving, making sure Vader survives, because if Vader's still alive, then the dots that it can't expire and go away on Grievous. So I didn't even try to kill Grievous. I just tried to get him with 20 dots.
Oh.
So then whenever he takes his turn, the 20 dots will be 100% of his health pool, and he just vanishes. So it was really cool. In the I got the video of it, and I'm playing it for people online. But you have all these dots on the enemies, and when they finally do start taking their turns, it's just one by one, vanish, 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 because the dots kill them and eat them up.
Okay, that would be fun.
It was really cool.
I will give you that.
It was really cool. I had a similar thing today with the Bounty Hunter one. Okay. I haven't been able to do the undermanned and junk like that. No. But I used Boba Fett lead, because in this one, the global modifier is that everybody has a shared meter of volatile energies. So every time a unit takes a turn, it gets 5% energy towards this thing. So after 20 turns, whoever's turn it is, they get to annihilate somebody on the enemy team.
I did not pay attention to this.
And it's a shared between you and the enemies.
Oh. So
you might be taking some turns and get it up to like 50 or 60.
Oh, no.
But then once the enemies start, you know, range trooper giving everybody turn meter, they get a kill. So Veers is unique, gives them all a bunch of turn meter. Then they're the ones that get to benefit and annihilate one of your people.
Oh, I don't like that. I thought it was just for us.
No. It was bad. But with Boba lead, using my Zam Wessel strategy that I used in the original territory battle from long ago, I was able to take enough turns to where before any of my people died, Zam had popped off enough thermal detonators, reapplied them and whatnot, everybody getting turns, to where I got to annihilate Thrawn before he got to fracture me.
I have heard that killing Thrawn first is the way to go.
Yeah.
Something about him reviving people.
Yes, yes. Because the State of the Galaxy, where they showed the Empire team, where you know, you get to summon a operative and whatnot. Well, we aren't getting to play that first. The enemies are the ones that have that buff first.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of these events in the couple next week or two will probably have us with that. But right now it's Thrawn. So now if you ever kill Shore Trooper, Range Trooper, anybody, when Thrawn takes his turn, he's going to revive them or something. So he has to die first.
You have to kill him first. Maybe I'll try Boba lead. I always put Boskin lead because he's my strongest.
Yes, yes. But Boba lead's what did it for me, because it's all about getting to 20 turns and then annihilating Thrawn. I was very surprised when it worked. Was very happy when it worked. But have not been able to do it undermanned, which is a bummer. And I'm working really hard not to use my Galactic Legend Kylo. That's part of the fun for me.
Right. Right. You're like testing yourself.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, what was fun for you, Sarah?
I really enjoyed that I earned my Trapped in Carbonite title. So, and I did it. I joined every single round. And every single round, I only set a fleet. And I did nothing. And it was great. Surprisingly, did not encounter a single person that was trying to do the same thing as me. Everybody set defense. So no one threw me off.
Lucky you.
I know. I got really worried when I entered the last round and I was like, oh no, like we're all.
What did I just do?
I was like, I don't know if I should have done this. Like we're all really low down, like in terms of like ranking and stuff. I was like, maybe they're all doing the same thing I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it gave me like heart palpitations because I was like, this is going to be so bad if I get kicked like just over. So yeah, it was completely worth it for the pure fact that I did nothing in Grand Arena. And it was very, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was a very nice way for me to refresh my energy with the game because I didn't feel hyper-focused with everything happening. I was like, this is right. Just something that is really stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway, and it'll be fine.
And it was fun.
And it was fun. So now, you know,
best the next Grand Arena ever.
Best one ever. And the next one, that is 3v3, I'll just go for the next whatever it is.
Oh.
Is it Bronzium?
No. Yeah. Bronzium, Erodium, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'll just go for the next one.
That's funny.
And just keep doing that because I hate 3v3, so that's where I'll get them from.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's go to our fan questions. Mm-hmm. So Discord corner section of the podcast where we answer your questions. And so if you're watching live, post, because if we have time, we'll get to those as well.
Mm-hmm.
But our fans on the Discord server, we got Rakacha2 asking, with Mon Mothma being a very good team with her at 3 stars, lots of people, including lots in my guild, are gearing and giving her Zetas. With so many other players doing so, what teams do you think would make a great counter?
Mm-hmm. So I had 2 thoughts off the top of my head for this.
Okay.
The first one is not a team, just like a stupid, obvious observation. I would want to take in characters that have AoE because you can't target her. So I would want to try and bring her health down so that she would either die as a result of an AoE, or I don't know, just try and keep her somewhat controlled. And then my next thought was because she gives her, I think it's her leadership ability, it's her leadership or her unique, one of those two, I can't remember which one now, gives all rebel allies a 100% chance to assist on basic attacks. I think it's basic attacks, but they all have a 100% chance to assist.
Right.
So they're going to be attacking out of turn. So my immediate reaction is when people are attacking out of turn to take in Treya, so that they will eat away at
Their
own health. That is my shining moment is just Treya her, and hopefully it will work. I haven't tried it. That's just my initial like thought based off the fact that they're going to be attacking out of turn. And then theoretically, you'll be able to isolate. You'll have AoE from Nihilus and Sion. And then whoever else you bring in with her.
Yeah.
And then hopefully that would just pick away at her. I want to try it now that I've said it.
Very smart. I think that I haven't given it a lot of thought, but I would say Kylo Ren Unmasked would be a fantastic counter. Like, even if they, or there's no way they could defeat him.
So. I'm going to ask why, because I don't use him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what he does.
So the thing about Mon Mothma's leadership is the assists are really weak.
Right.
Like 90% of the damage is reduced or something.
Something
so
like that.
So you're really only caring about the extra basics and just hoping for tons of tiny needles to hurt them. Mm-hmm. Every hit onto Kylo Ren unmasked heals him 8% of his health. And he takes reduced damage from damage over times or exposes. So even if the enemies, you know, had Chewbacca and was trying to, or no, C-3PO.
Right.
And was trying to have all the assist give exposes at the same time, you're still going to literally heal up more than you're damaging Kylo Ren unmasked.
Right. So he's just going to be there all tanky.
Right. So bring him in, or now that I'm thinking about it, maybe OG Kylo mm-hmm. could one man defeat them all.
OG Kylo is annoying to fight against.
He is.
Like,
and he gets stronger mm-hmm. based on the number of hits he's received. So if he's taken 10 hits or something, then... Let's see what his unique is. So when he takes damage, he gains 15% offense. So if he gets hit 10 times, mm-hmm. which would be very easy, only like 3, maybe 4 turns from a Mon Mothma team, he now has a bonus 150% offense for his move. Mm-hmm. And he is a character that can AoE every turn. So he is one that can eventually kill a 3-star Mon Mothma just from using his AoE mm-hmm. over and over. And then I'd say, what's her face? Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Infest mm-hmm. Nest. She could probably do similar. Mm-hmm. With, like, unlimited bonus protection from all these hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Voxen is saying in chat that Jawas can counter her of the thermal debt stacking.
That's cool.
Which makes sense. And it's kind of hilarious that Jawas, man, they're coming back again.
That is hilarious.
I'm trying to think of what other characters, but yeah, I like the Kylo Ren one. That's a good one. And Jawas is funny.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to see that.
I want to try Treya.
Yes, that sounds good too.
Yeah.
Raw898 asked, I'm coming up on 6-star for Chewpio, 3PO in 2 weeks, and realize my only idea for him is as a 4th droid with JTR and TB. Mm-hmm. How else should I use him when it's not the 1 week a month I'm able to throw him into Geo, TB? Mm-hmm. My Mothma is not ready for him as a 5th there. I think Chewpio is a very good character. He is a plug and play.
Yeah.
Because he's just got AoE blind every other turn and gives everybody, regardless of who you are, advantage. No, rebel allies gain advantage. But he still is doing... Let me see. I forgot his kit.
I personally was thinking that I would put him, if I wasn't going to put him as a JTR droid team, I would put him, not on Mon Mothma, probably with my CLS. Only because for me personally, my CLS squad is very defined in who I take with it. And I always have that 5th slot for me is always an unknown. So it's either Baze if I need a tank, sometimes it's Princess Leia, and I'm now realizing like Chupio would be an awesome person to have in that fifth slot all the time.
Yeah.
Especially because he is, I don't think you would have to worry too much about him affecting the guard mechanic with his sharing with like health and whatever it is that he's doing with his, I think it's his unique. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing it to everybody. So I think it would just like where they all line up, but would just, they would all go up. So if you are one of those people, not me, because I don't care. One of those people who specifically wants like CLS to have guard or whoever to have guard, then
right,
you would be golden. So for me with CLS, I run CLS, Han, Chewbacca, and C-3PO. And then my fifth is whoever.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be
perfect.
I think he would be awesome there.
Yeah.
I don't know what mode I would want to run them in. I would probably do them in territory battle, probably offense for Grand Arena and territory war. I don't know if I would trust the AI with his kit. I don't trust the AI, period. So
right.
With anybody on defense.
I think his kit is simple enough. It's hard for the AI to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of using an old Ben lead,
mm-hmm,
with Chupio, C-3PO.
What is his old Ben lead? What does his lead even do?
So his lead is that you gain 30% turn meter whenever you evade an attack.
Mm.
So if 3PO and Chewie,
oh,
giving the entire, ooh, enemy team blind, then now you're going to be evading a ton.
Does that count as you evading, or does that
it does
count? It does.
It does.
That's sneaky.
That's what I'm here for.
I like that. I like
that. And then let's see who else we can put on the team. Maybe throw Mon Mothma in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jin. Because Jin getting advantage from 3PO and Chewie is good. Because the advantage helps her to stun, I believe. I don't know. It's tough spreading three rebel teams.
It is. Especially when you have such specific teams made up.
Right, right. Cutman 3 asked, from the Power 6 factions,
mm-hmm,
which he categorizes as Galactic Republic, mm-hmm, Separatists, Rebels, Empires, Resistance, and First Order,
mm-hmm,
who is one underrated tune from each faction that you think people should focus on to gain a slight advantage in GAC or TW?
Oh.
It's a good question.
Okay, so Galactic Republic, underrated.
Galactic Republic, I still like Zeris a lot.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go well with Padme.
No.
Separatist, I think Droidica has been a very underrated tune.
I really like Droidica.
Zeta is good.
Oh man, she's so annoying. Like, like going against her is just right. Awful. And
the TB.
Yeah, and using her is fun. It's like yeah. I hate this and I love this at the same time. So, yeah. I don't think he's underrated, but I also like, you guys turned me on to him. I really love using Newt.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
It is.
It is just, he's a very fun squad.
And it always fakes people out when you set him on defense. I get faked out when people set it on defense.
And
I go, year 9 Newt, I ought to be able to win this.
Yeah, and then you're like, how am I losing?
Yeah.
What happened here? Yeah, it's it's nuts. So I think he's pretty I don't want to say he's underrated. I feel like people know by now that he is solid, but
Right.
I mean, even mine is, don't yell at me, he's still gear 11. But he's still fun to play with at gear 11.
Gear 11's okay. Gear 11's okay.
It's not the best, I know, but you know.
For him, it's acceptable.
For eight Packers can't be choosers here.
For Rebels.
I'm gonna go with for Rebels. I'm gonna say all of Phoenix is underrated. I think that once you gear them, they're nasty. Clearly, I just learned that Old Ben is underrated.
Yes, that's my choice.
I'm now realizing that I should probably favorite him. Apparently, he's like a little beast once you like get him up there.
I like using him in TB on my Jedi Revan team. Because then I finally have a tank that can taunt. So whenever, you know, the bad guy Droidica is ready to use her big kill shot, I don't have to hope it's not my Jolie. I can make sure it's Old Ben, and Jolie can just revive him afterwards.
I also really like for Rebels Princess Leia. I think she's pretty underrated.
Yeah.
Particularly with her special. If you're running her with R2 and she has stealth already from him, from his smoke screen, it's awesome. She just like just keeps going. And yeah.
Yeah.
She's just fun.
Empire. Empire.
I'm not the person to ask about Empire.
Right. So I don't want to just say tunes that are just fun.
Because
with the Empire, I'm not sure there's anybody that's underrated that would help you in GAC or TW.
Empire, I still, to this day, run on my Empire squads Royal Guard.
No.
I know. No. I know it's weird, but I still do it. I know it's awful, but I still do it. She's fun. He, she, whatever.
I think it's a he. But I don't know. Could be a girl under there.
You never know.
Resistance.
Ooh.
Finn, for sure. OG Finn.
OG Finn.
No, I'm just joking.
You're just trying to get me riled up.
Yeah, I'm just
You're just trying to make me mad.
I am.
Who have I been using?
Okay, Resistance would be, for me, the vet Han. Veteran Han. He does great on my JTR squad.
I have not been using him, but that's because I haven't geared him because I didn't go for Kylo.
Right.
His
AoE that he can use often on a JTR squad. AoE ability block. 5 potential exposes. And then his basic will cause stagger. So it's perfect when there's only 1 or 2 enemies left. And even when there's more, his ability blocks keep them from doing anything. He works great on a JTR team.
He does. This is not underrated. But Stick Ray is so good. She can one-shot Nest. She can one-shot Droidica. She is so freaking awesome. Like, I liked her before, and now that I have her at Relic 7, I'm like, yo, this girl is awesome. Like, she's badass. I love her. anytime I have to go up against Droidica or Nest, I make sure I have her because she will knock them out.
Yeah, I think she's underrated. Yeah. I'd consider her underrated. Then, First Order.
Well, I'm also not the person to ask for this.
I'll say for First Order, maybe the First Order Stormtrooper. Because when you're splitting into two mm-hmm. First Order teams, it's good to have another tank. And the counters can be good.
Maybe. First Order Stormtrooper counters?
Yes.
Huh.
You might have to have the Zeta. I can't remember. But he'll counter and add... Or he'll counter and bring an assist.
My strongest First Order character is still First Order TIE Pilot at Gear 10.
That's painful.
So I really don't know who the underrated person there is because they're all underrated for me.
And then let's move on to the rank and file mm-hmm. where everything has stayed the same. Because no one. Yeah. Mm-mm. Then let's move on again to Uncle Owen's Moisture Farm.
Yeah.
Last but not least, let's head to Uncle Owen's Moisture Farm to talk about who and what we are currently farming in-game. Because everyone knows work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters.
Yeah.
I have been working on my Sith, relicked them up just because of the Galactic Challenge. And then today, because of Bounty Hunters, I got my Dengar.
You're chasing the squirrels.
I am. I'm chasing the squirrels. I'm happy. I don't think people should chase them. But no. Personally, I want to be a completionist with these Galactic Challenges.
Yeah. That's fair.
And they're really just nudges. Because I've wanted a strong bounty hunter team for ages.
Right.
So I'm thinking this is proper motivation.
This was like the sign you needed.
Yes. Because hopefully they'll just rework rewards but keep the event the same. So hopefully bounty hunters will be needed for this in the future still. So it won't be a bad investment. Right. So my Dengar for probably 3 years or so mm-hmm. has been gear 11. And now he is gear 12.
Yeah.
And I took Django up to relic 4 when he was gear 12.
Oh my God.
Which I fought and seen really strong relic Django's mm-hmm. decimate just because of the high offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wanted that, but never could afford, not with the, you know, farms that we've been having to do for Galactic Legends. So I took him up. So now I've got Bossk and Django in relic status. I still need 3 more bounty hunters. So I'm going to be working on Boba, Zam, and Dengar.
Those will be good.
Hopefully I can get it done before the end of this week.
Yeah, I was going to say you have a week, so.
I know.
What gear are they?
They're all gear 11.
Okay.
But to me, it's hard to get from gear 11 to gear 12.
It is. It's very hard.
I'm not sure if I should spend 10,000 crystals or so.
Oh, God.
Or a fraction, like 1% of the investment.
Not even. It's not even 1%. Like, I'm bad at math, and I know it's not 1%. Like you're getting 3 carbs back. And how many carbs are you going to need?
Yeah. And the bottleneck for me will probably be the relic material.
The
signal data.
Yeah.
But what about you? What are you farming?
Just a big squirrel. What am I farming? I am still farming the Battlebee ship thing or whatever. I think that's the one.
Good.
The Y Wing. Yep. It's almost done. I'm at 101 out of 85. Because you know my rule. I'm also farming Hux and Sith Troopers still. They're almost done. They are both like over the 85 marker pump. And I'm not refreshing them, so I'm pretty impressed with that. And then all of the gear for Jedi Knight Luke, I still need to take Hermit Yoda, Rolo, and Fuzzy Con are all gear 12, so I need to take them still to Relic 3. And then Lando is gear 11 still. And I'm super paranoid that they're going to bring them back like next week. So I've been working on all of the gear, which is why I've been requesting all of the awful gear pieces like an asshole. That's pretty much. And then in Cantina, the only thing I think anybody farms now is relic materials. So it's boring, but I'm excited to be done the Jedi Knight Luke farm because then I can actually focus on something else.
Yeah. Well, that was a good show. I appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening. And we'll see how the rest of these galactic challenges play out and talk about it next time. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. That ought to do it. And until next time, Chewie, we're home.